lie down. So we're going to lay down.
And a baby or a young child, if he doesn't get what he wants, he might go like this. What do you think he's doing to the floor?
Stomping his feet. Means he's mad.
Before he can walk, the baby will
crawl.
Do something. You're telling him to say, do something for you out here. You want him to bring you something. How would you tell him?
I'd say, Jerry, will you please get me my axe?
Goes out and doesn't put the door shut behind him, you might call to him and say, hey, Jerry, come back and
shut the door. Shut the gate. Pretty often I tell him, about going through that gate out there, he leave it open. I said, Jerry, shut the gate, please, before he gets too far away.
People are having a good time. They sing, laugh, tell jokes, talk. They must be pretty happy. They're all in there singing and laughing.
You want to know what I call it?
Yeah, is that how you would describe it? What would you say they're doing in there?
Well, they're having a merry time.
Father have said something like this, I'll be you, I'll be you.
No.
Be you going?
No.
Your wife brings your clothing to you, your clothes. You might hand it to you and say, here.
Put these on today. Yeah. Here's your clothes, Dad. I want you to put these on today. I've got to wash your mother's. Iron them or something.
Did your father ever say anything like, warrant me? Warrant me?
Think not.
What would he say? What would he say?
Wasn't me. He'd tell anything, and he'd say, that's the truth now.
What if he's not sure? He wants to check. See if he's right. He'd say, I'm right, ain't I?
Yes, he'd use it that way if he wasn't so sure. He'd say, don't you think I'm right?